Johnny Kelly died yesterday, and you'd have to say he had a good run. Kelly was 97 and known as the heart and soul of the Boston Marathon. He competed 61 times and won it twice. Bill Rogers is a four-time winner of both the Boston and New York City Marathons. Joins us by phone. Bill Rogers, how would you describe Johnny Kelly's role in the history of American marathon running?
He was a pretty key figure. I guess you could compare him, if you were looking at baseball, to a Babe Ruth kind of figure, or in basketball, a Larry Bird or Michael Jordan type of level in our sport, particularly, I think, with the Boston Marathon, because he did it 61 times. He was kind of a professional runner. He was ahead of his time. He lived during the amateur era. He had a full-time job, but he would still train hard. So there's something uniquely New England about Johnny and about his kind of a work ethic and all that. But he had this other side to him, this charismatic side to him, too. You know, he was always happy, and he used to sing this song, Young at Heart.
The old Frank Sinatra song.
Yes, the Frank Sinatra song. And he'd come into down the finish line of the Boston Marathon and be waving his hat. And everyone waited for Johnny Kelly to finish the Boston Marathon, no matter if it took him 5 hours when he was 86 years old. You know, we just loved seeing him run, and he was a New England institution, I guess you could say.
Now, we should add here, in addition to having won the Boston Marathon twice, he finished in the top 10 18 times, and he came in second 7 times. So in the years before you wanted to just see him finish, he was a competitor for decades.
He was truly unique. But I think more he would be remembered, I think, for how much he loved the marathon and what he gave to the people in the area.
I read that when he first ran in the marathon, I guess in the 30s, there were fewer than 300 people running in the race at that time.
Yeah, it was pretty small at first, and I believe he dropped out his first time, then became this long string of excellence on his behalf. And, you know, in an era when everyone else was retiring and they didn't expect you to continue as an athlete many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, he kept going. So he was way ahead of his time, ahead of these kind of current era athletes who keep going when they're 40 years old or something. You know, Johnny kept going and going and going. Today, as I travel around the country doing races, and I meet people, and they all want to do the Boston Marathon. And one reason, I think, is because of Johnny Kelly. You know, he helped make it into that special race that it is. And even people like Fred LeBeau, the former race director of the New York City Marathon, he'd come into Boston years ago before there was a New York City Marathon, and see Boston and see Johnny Kelly. And then there came the New York City Marathon. And then that race had a huge effect on other races. So Johnny played a key role in the cycle of the development of marathoning as a sport.
So what made Johnny run? What was this that made him run all his life?
I think he knew that people loved him so much, loved seeing him out there, and I think he really liked to connect to people, you know, on that kind of a basis. He loved the event. He was a great competitor, and he knew the history of the Boston Marathon is special. He knew he was a part of that, and he just was having fun the whole way. You know, and everyone got to know him, and I think that's it in a nutshell. Mm. You know, there'll never be another Johnny Kelly, just as there will never be another Babe Ruth.
Well, Bill Rogers, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thanks, Robert.
Marathoner Bill Rogers speaking to us from Boxborough, Massachusetts, about Johnny Kelly, the heart and soul of the Boston Marathon, who died Wednesday at the age of 97.
To 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.